This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I'm here at the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards. You realize if they nominated hosts, I wouldn't even get this job.
All right, the funny man Chris Rock handling the deluge of opinions on the lack of black nominees for the statues at the 88th Oscars. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big awards are being handed out in the form of delegates as well. This week, Super Tuesday, means a lot for the Republicans and the Democrats. Could we see a shift in who drops out by the end of the week? I think we will and shall see a big shift with the Republicans. If Donald Trump runs over everybody in Super Tuesday, it could be curtains for the rest. How do you resuscitate your march toward the nomination when you can't get any traction? And that would be the problem, I think, for the others. Maybe Cruz and Rubio hang in for a while, but I can't imagine that Kasich and Carson would stay, because how could they mathematically make any kind of an impact and a role toward that nomination by the time you get to the convention in Cleveland? We're going to go back there in just a second. But I can't leave you hanging with the Chris Rock deal. Chris Rock pretty much got on stage, didn't waste any time, said it was the wildest, craziest Oscars to ever host because there are no black nominees. At the start of the opening monologue, his reference to, you know, the hashtag Oscars so white, people told him, you should boycott, you should quit. And he said he thought about quitting. He thought about it really hard, but they're not going to ask, they're not going to cancel the Oscars because I quit and the last thing I need to do is lose another job to Kevin Hart. And then, you know, at parts of what he had to say got serious and jokey all along the way. And I think he did a good job in handling that, you know, that controversy for what it's worth. As far as the movies are concerned, The big Leonardo DiCaprio had been nominated six times, one for The Revenant, and I saw that movie. In fact, one of our callers, Tomas from Michigan, said he went to see it and you should go see it, and I took his advice, and I did go see it shortly after that, and it was pretty fantastic, pretty wild, actually, but I think he had a masterful performance. And he deserved to win the Oscar, so he wins the Oscar. And I'll have a whole list of them. I'll throw them out as we move along the way. If you're a fan of the Mad Max deal, and, of course, we had that latest installation of Mad Max. We hadn't had a Mad Max in forever, so more of a futuristic version of it. Boy, they won for everything, of course. The wild sets and the costumes and the sound, and they pretty much cleaned up, cleared the board from that point of view, and it was a popular movie at the box office. I think a lot of millennials went to see it and some others that were nostalgic for Mad Max. So that certainly was a movie that clearly was a big winner. Spotlight, I thought, was a tremendous movie. In fact, I just saw that last week and score one for Journalist because it was about the journalist at the special section of the Boston Globe who went after the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church covering up what was happening in those parishes and how many priests were molesters. Now, since then, of course, there's been a mea culpa somewhat by certainly the Boston diocese, but not enough is being done at the Vatican level, which infuriates so many. And the movie is incredibly well done, and it's exactly about investigative journalism and not taking no for an answer or just moving on and just forgetting about a story that's too hard or there's not enough resources for it. And that the story of the Catholic priest and the the molestations of so many kids was so outrageous, especially in the Boston area, but in general around the United States and around the globe, but specifically in Boston, the amount was absolutely staggering, and the impact was great on so many, too many, sadly, lives. And good for those dogged reporters for uncovering that, and then Hollywood doing a movie on it that I thought was tremendous. I thought it was so well done, highlighting, illustrating the problem and showing the tenacity of the reporters. Many of you call and say, when you talk about what's being said in the media, those days are gone. And that's one of the things that Spotlight highlights, the need for, why do you have a free media, even if you don't like some of what you listen to media-wise? Clearly, this is one of the great reasons why. Because everything that happened, the depressing numbers of priests that were rearranged and continued to molest, how many kids could have been saved. So thank goodness that story did finally come to light. So bravo, best picture goes to Spotlight, deservedly so. I thought it was absolutely well done. It was a good movie. I mentioned it on the air last week. It's a movie you should put on your list. I mean, it's going to uplift you in the ability that journalism, great journalism, existed and happens out there, but it's not a happy ending. It's depressing to see how much power that church had and how many children could have been spared from suffering at the hands of degenerate priests, you know, frankly. So that was a great award. It was good to see that award go to that movie. A lot of people, and I was one of them, were hoping that we would see the Rocky ending, but what we saw with the Oscars, just to throw this in here, because I've actually gotten some emails on, hey, you do the movie review, and who won the Oscars, you know, for 2016, I mentioned a couple of big ones, the big picture, and also the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio won as well. The monologue gets a lot of attention. You have to give some attention to that, definitely. And I mentioned Mad Max, just tons of it. Bridge of Spies star Mark Rylance, he won supporting actor, and that was a kind of a surprise. I was hoping Sylvester Stallone would get it for Creed, but still deserved to get it for sure. Then you had Alicia Vikander, who won as supporting actress for The Danish Girl, and Brie Larson, Room, as the lead actress. Alejandra Iñárritu, the director of The Revenant. DiCaprio mentioned The Revenant winning Best Actor. Mad Max, Fury Road, got just everything technical that you can imagine. And the Spotlight movie, where the Boston Globe's Pulitzer Prize winning investigation, dug into decades of sexual abuse within the Catholic Church, and they won Best Screenplay and Best Picture, and I thought it was brilliant. Coming up on the flip side, if you want to weigh in on Super Tuesday, Donald Trump, certainly you can do that. Ted Cruz had something to say about Trump's ties to David Duke. We'll talk about that too as well. 855-266-5283.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Looking at Super Tuesday, and what does that entail, folks? You know it. For the candidates, it could be the day that says you've made it or you're broken. And if there's a poor showing, the field could really narrow. So I'm thinking at least a couple of Republicans dump out John Kasich, I bet, and probably Ben Carson. We'll see what the primary show. Certainly, by the time we get to March 15th, you got Florida and Ohio, but Super Tuesday, big, big, chunky delegates on the line. For the Democrats, too, as well. And if Hillary Clinton clears the board, I don't think Sanders steps out because there's more delegates to be had. But I think for the Republicans, the field will narrow. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Donald Trump, is this it? Is this the time for Trump to be trumpeted? In other words, despite now the fact that Trump is, I mean, he's just not going to denounce David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan. He's been asked this a couple of times. And this is now another soft point of where you have Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz going after him for David Duke and Duke endorsing Donald Trump and his ties, obviously, as a grand wizard in the past to the Ku Klux Klan. Just a tiny little short snippet. Here's Cruz.
I will support the Republican nominee, period.
There you go. So he's now saying he's going to support whoever it is. When he's pressed and asked about that, he'll support whoever it is. So if it is Donald Trump, then he'll support who that nominee is, and very well Trump could clear the board. Let's go to the Grimster. Hey, Grim, how are you? Hi, Grim. Maybe not. He's suddenly silent. That's not like Grim. We'll try him again. And if we lose him, we'll go back to him or anyone else if they're slipping away. There he is. Hey, how are you, Grim? Good morning. I like that. Good morning.
I'm doing just fine. I'm sitting there. Hey.
I didn't hear you. Sorry. Somehow we missed you. So what's shaking in your world?
Well, I did while I was packing. You know, I'm still trying to read stuff. But I was listening to you, and I did catch Dan's poetry there that one time. I've been meaning to mention it. But part of that stuff I sent you, you know, I sent a short story there. And it's a little long, but maybe Dan would like it. You know, I think it's about 4 pages. But
there you go.
Maybe you can try doing a little bit of your southern sing to the short story and put it on the air. Or I was even thinking maybe you can send a copy to Nate and Pat and see how they do, and then choose between the three of you.
There you go. We'll pass it around and see what happens. I love it.
But, you know, back to this political thing now, because, you know, I know that's another thing Dan and I kind of back and forth on a little. Any rate, there's two things that are against the Republican nominations right now, you know. And they're major. I mean, because the first thing is with Cruz and Rubio, is the career politicians, and what have they done while they've been up there in D.C. besides just candidacy rhetoric to get any group together in the House of Representatives and impeaching? Now, I know Dan would go for that, but all they've done is just use it as rhetoric to move them ahead.
Yeah.
You know? And the other thing is they're senators, you know? They need to stay up there because as a president, if they get elected, you're going to be back in the same boat. Just as if, you know, Hillary gets elected, nobody will impeach them because you start that, you know, as I said before, an impeachment, trying to remove a career politician, that's hard. But, you know, if we get Trump in there, you know, all of them agree to get rid of him. And, because, you know, that he has no ties to either side, really.
That's true.
And you know, even with Bernie being a Democrat as long as he could, you know, they probably, because the Democrat Party don't really care too much for Bernie, they probably get rid of him. So Super Tuesday, if I was going to vote for Rubio or Cruz, instead I'd go down there, all you Texans especially, I'd go down there and vote for Bernie to make sure Hillary doesn't get in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is just a primary thing.
Yeah, it's a primary thing. You're right.
And, you know, use that day to ensure that you don't get what you don't want. And I think Dan can kind of see some of that. And, you know, I know he kind of was going for Cruz, but I have a problem with him. And if you remember, LBJ was the last giveaway president Democrat we had. And right after him, we had, and I kind of see a similarity with Cruz, we had Richard Milhouse Nixon. Old Tricky Dick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now, you know, with Cruz, now you're going to have a tricky... Well, I better not say that.
I love it.
But you remember his college year. I'm sure you've seen it broadcasted. His early college year when he was asked, what do you want out of life? And he said, I'm going to be king. I'm going to rule the world. Well, that's kind of a hint. That's basically what Nixon was.
Yeah.
That's what got him in trouble anyhow.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of what turned me off big time with Ted Cruz and already knowing he's been sitting up there. And what has he really done? But he's a senator, and he could get the House of Representatives email and get a committee together and could have done something about, I mean, he couldn't have done anything about the health care. But how many more times did Obama do executive order that's illegal?
Yeah.
Unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my complaint there. He needs to, you know, stay where he is and do his job. Otherwise, you know, hey, you're gone. We'll replace you.
Yeah. It's I just, this whole thing and how it unfolds by the end of the week is going to be fascinating to watch. It really is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, remember when Reagan was elected, everybody was saying, an actor. He'll never, you know. Remember how they were, well, it's the same thing with Trump, you know, a businessman, a rich man. He may very well do just as good as Reagan.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. He may do just as well. I mean, stranger things have happened, you're right.
Well, that's the weird thing. I mean, I didn't think Reagan was going to really get elected because of the, you know, the actor fact.
Yeah. And then you saw what happened.
Uh-huh.
And you're right. A lot of people poo-pooed him saying that, yeah, no way.
Oh, yeah. And he turned out to be, you know, the best we had in a long time.
Yeah.
But you still got D.C. politics. You know that. Potomac two-step or whatever they want to call it. You know, Kool-Aid, it don't matter. It changes people when they get there.
I agree. Your head swells. People are all after you, and there's something that clicks in and changes. You're right.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've seen it even in my own state. I tell you, the good old boy system's still alive in a lot of politics.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's dead. It's far from being dead.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's far, far from being dead. Absolutely.
In my state, it's you can see it. You don't have to be blind. Well, you can be blind, you can see it. My state.
Yeah, it's that bad. Yeah, exactly. I get what you're saying. Yep, absolutely.
After the last senator elected, the governor and everybody else got behind him, and now all the ones calling themselves the conservatives, they weren't.
Exactly. They're running. They're running for the corners. Grim, thanks. 855-266-2283 if you want to react as well. Talking about Super Tuesday, what shakes out? Donald Trump, is he for real? Of course he is. Will he be the nominee? Stay with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
The Revenant was a product of the tireless efforts of an unbelievable cast and crew I got to work alongside. First off, to my brother in this endeavor, Mr. Tom Hardy. Tom, your fierce talent on screen can only be surpassed by your friendship off screen. To Mr. Alejandro Iñárritu, as the history of cinema unfolds, you have forged your way into history these past 2 years. What an unbelievable talent you are. Thank you to you and Chivo for creating a transcendent cinematic experience for all of us. Thank you to everybody at Fox and New Regency, in particular Arnon Milchan. You are the champion of this endeavor. My entire team, I have to thank everyone from the very onset of my career, Mr. Caton Jones, for casting me in my first film, Mr. Scorsese, for teaching me so much about the cinematic art form, to Mr. Rick Yorn, thank you for helping me navigate my way through this industry, and to my parents, none of this would be possible without you, and to my friends, I love you dearly, you know who you are.
All right, so that was Leonardo DiCaprio, and DiCaprio winning for Best Actor for his role in The Revenant. You know, we do the cheap movie review here and step aside from politics for a minute. So an Oscar that so many people thought he was going to get, and then ultimately he did. Worth a watch if you're not squeamish. If you're squeamish and you don't like to see grizzly bear attacks or a man sleeping inside of a horse, and a myriad of other things portrayed on the screen, then I don't know, it might not be for you. I saw it, I thought it was amazing. I thought he did an amazing job. I think for some I'm in the minority, for others I'm in the majority. But regardless, he's a fine actor and his skills just seem to get better, and that's how I feel about DiCaprio getting the Oscar for What It's Worth. There was so much controversy heading into the Oscars because of the lack of white nominees. In the end, Chris Rock did a fabulous job of diffusing that and just, you know, presenting an awards show with a lot of tongue-in-cheek and then some serious moments referring back to the lack of diversity of the actors that were up for awards and whatnot. But I think that is the wave that comes and passes, and he did a good job of handling that as well. Will Donald Trump do a good job on Super Tuesday? You know, the thought is he is unstoppable, that he's like a freight train. And so all these others, whether it's Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio, won't be able to stop Donald Trump. For Cruz, if he loses Texas, wow. I mean, that would be a blow. First of all, Texas has so many delegates. So if Cruz is really going to be in the thick of this, it's terribly important that he wins his home state. If he doesn't, it says a few things. He can't win his home state. Never good when that happens. And the loss of the amount of delegates that you're talking about, too, would make a very big difference. For the Democrats, you know, they're down to two already, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. So Super Tuesday is absolutely the biggest day of the primaries with 13 states. You know, Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Georgia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, Wyoming, and American Samoa. So then you think of delegates, and you think of what I just said about Ted Cruz, and if he doesn't win Texas, then how long do campaigns stay if the money doesn't go to the toward the campaign? And especially, it's called the SEC states, which is really a sports term referring to an athletic conference, the Southeastern Conference. If the Southeastern Conference goes away of Hillary Clinton, too, that would make a difference. When you look at the total of delegates right now, for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton has 543 to Bernie Sanders, 85. For the Republicans, a smaller amount of the delegates portioned out. Donald Trump, 81. Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio both have 17. So these are big. And for Trump, he gets Sessions' vote. In other words, his endorsement. Senator Jeff Sessions is putting his weight in Alabama toward Donald Trump. And, you know, there's a little sway with an endorsement, and he's playing well in the South. So the number for Donald Trump will certainly jump up, and it's about numbers. It's about numbers and getting to the promised land of numbers and not having to keep wading through the primaries to know. So this could be over before we know it, essentially. The Texas with the biggest delegate prize basically on the map, 155 Republican delegates, 252 Democratic delegates. Can you imagine? So then it starts to spread out. I mean, once we get through Super Tuesday, then things change a little bit. The next big primary really would be to watch. Really would be Florida and Ohio. They would be the two. The two biggest, and then it's about the addition. Would Donald Trump winning the Republican nomination be just too much of a disappointment? Quickly, let's go out to Ray in Kansas. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was calling in. I think Bernie Sanders would be a good one to be the next president. And my reasoning behind that is there are anybody that was in the union, the Teamsters union, that was in Central States pension plan is bound by June, if the Treasury Department doesn't change it, they're going to lose half of their pensions. And Bernie Sanders was the first one to jump on board and put a bill through to try to save our pensions.
Yeah, and he's rallied for a lot of people.
I think Representative Portman both have bills in to try to save our pensions. So if anybody that was a Teamster that was in the Central States Pension Plan, the people are going to lose between $1,000 to $2,000 a month.
Wow.
And
that's too big.
Yeah, and all the retirees are calling their representatives and that to tell them to support this Sanders bill and the Portman bill to try to save our pension. They have to, the Treasury Department got Mr. Feinberg that he has until May the 1st to make a decision. They've been investigating this for over a year.
Wow.
And Bernie Sanders was the first one to put a bill in to try to stop this because they pushed the bill in called the ERISA bill that was supposed to keep the government from cutting our pensions. And they was passing bills one night when Mr. Obama was up there just signing. Like, you or I would read what we're signing. Evidently, he didn't read what he was signing, and he just signed away, and they pushed this bill in with a bunch of other bills to reverse the ERISA bill. So now we're going to get our pensions cut. And like I said, Senator Sanders was the first one to try to stop it. So all the retiree Teamsters, they're backing Mr. Sanders on this. So.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So Ray, we'll keep an eye on that. And you know what? This is a lot of people are saying about Bernie Sanders. Besides that, veterans, for what he's pushing for veterans too. Obviously. Yeah.
He's for the little guy.
Yes, he's for the little guy. Absolutely. I think if anyone wants to come after him, I agree with you, Ray. That's certainly, you can see that when he goes out and speaks. And wow, that about the pensions, that is, I can see how that would spread on phone trees, et cetera. Thanks for calling us and talking about that. But yeah, I know a lot of people that, well, I know a lot of people that are veterans and. Veterans, by the way, who are Republicans, who are saying they're voting for Bernie Sanders because of what his policy is. No, this shouldn't say policy, of what his press is for veterans, for the little guy, for the guys getting squeezed out. And there's another example of that. If you go back and you look at his, if you go back and you look at what he's done, I know that there are so many that would say, oh, you know, you see how far to the left. But if you look at just specifically things that have been pointed out on legislation that he's worked on, there are some really, really, really incredible little guy moments with Bernie Sanders in his career that are undeniable. I mean, that's kind of why Sanders has got friends on both sides of the aisle. People like him even if they disagree with his ideology, because some of what he's put forth, you can't say that he hasn't tried to help people who are underrepresented or people who just, I mean, they just don't have that big voice. So I guess it's the same thing. And certainly with the veterans, I just saw a sign in Austin, Texas, outside of Austin, Texas, and it was to the veterans, speaking to the veterans cause and what Bernie Sanders is trying to do there. So thanks for the call, Ray. 855-266-5283. Talking a little bit about Super Tuesday, mixing in some other conversation spots. I think the buzz in the backyard is really over Super Tuesday, however. Coming back, you thought the same thing. We're going to hit the mailbag. We can also take a call, 855-266-5283. Meet you then.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks, you will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Can't believe it, this hour almost up. I want to make sure that we get to the mailbag, because the mailbag, of course, was overflowing with your thoughts on Super Tuesday, Ku Klux Klan, connection to Donald Trump, and a few other things, too, as well. So actually, on that note, let's not waste any time. Let's go to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Ooh, the mail is here. Okay, so here's the scoop. Our first one is from Mary C., Kate Delaney. Super Tuesday is enormous. It is enormous, my dear. Can you imagine the impact of Donald Trump in the South? I cannot believe, as hard as they try to take him down, with these ties to a KKK endorsement, and will he reveal his tax returns? It's just more political rhetoric. I believe Donald Trump takes everything in the South, clears the board, and then guys like Rubio and Cruz are going to have to decide whether or not they stay in or step out. Yeah, stay in or step out. It is a tough decision when, you know, here's the thing. The people around you that wanted you to jump into the election, I mean, maybe your constituents, but your so-called trusted advisors have pumped your brains up so high that you feel like, yes, I want to make a difference in the country. Yes, I'm the person. I can do it. Whatever it is, whatever button, whatever thing they're pushing, tapping into, that's what the deal is. And then you feel as though you can really win it. You feel like you really, really want it. And I've talked to somebody in this position before, and now all of a sudden you got to make this decision on whether or not you just have to be realistic and call it quits. Donald Trump could force that hand on at least a few people. Governor Kasich from Ohio, who I'm glad that we've gotten to know because I think he's got an interesting take on some of what's going on in America. Ben Carson, another one that I can't imagine with such low totals. How long do you stay in? How long is too much, even if you're playing for something else? I don't believe those two are around after Super Tuesday. Stranger things have happened. For the Democrats, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders is so neck and neck to Hillary Clinton, but yet he has to win it and get the get the delegates to get the nomination. So there's got to be, and she's got a lot of sway in the South, there's got to be a point where things turn for Bernie Sanders, or even if he's so close. Close doesn't count, except for when I played horseshoes every summer in my great-grandmother's backyard. That's it. Closest one to the pin. But other than that, you know the old saying about winning is everything. It's true, because if you're not winning, you're not winning the delegates. Okay, let's go to this. This one is from Jake in Austin. Hi, Kate. I heard you mentioned you were in Austin. Wow, so sad you didn't do a remote or a hook up with us so there's a place we could have seen you. Wondering if you enjoyed the city, and also what do you think happens with the Democrats and the Republicans after Super Tuesday? I know that I'll be out there, and I encourage people to go out and take part in the primaries. It is part of the process. It is part of the process. I say, you know, the general election, I'd love to see the numbers shoot up, and it does start with the primaries, no question about it. But you got to be in the mix. Got to raise your hand, got to do the absentee voting, whatever it takes, because there are ways to vote, so I never buy that excuse about I can't get out there. And I think Trump wins the majority of the delegates. I think for the Republicans, I can't imagine the way it's set up that anybody else does. And Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, Clinton has the edge because of the demographics, but it doesn't mean that she'll win all those states. He may have more traction than you think. He definitely stays in it. I think for the Republicans, I've already said this, you lose two unless they're really stubborn and decide they're going to hang in there, and they could. But it's going to narrow. It has to narrow. When you have no delegates, you have to look in your team's eye and say, we just don't have it. We don't have it. If you want to stay in it or not, there's no way around it. So I doubt it. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to another one. This one, and by the way, the other question about Austin. Yes, Austin is an awesome city. It's like a college town, but it has a different twist to it. That has a beautiful capital in the outside of the city, the places to hike, and there's a lot to do in Austin, very different from the rest of Texas. Though every city in Texas, probably much like cities that you're all listening to me in now, small or large, differ. You can be in one town, you go a couple towns over, and it doesn't seem anything like the other town. I mean, that's the beauty of America, right? We have, if you go from end to end, you'll find just pretty much a little bit of anything. So Austin, the T-shirt, Keep Austin Weird, is very, very appropriate. Let's put it that way. But really pretty when the tower lights up at night and you see the cars going by on 6th Street. And, yeah, so I say thumbs up to Austin, absolutely. Here's one from Tanya. Kate, for the Democrats, wow. A lot of people feel like Bernie Sanders is getting more backing than Hillary Clinton, but yet she keeps winning the delegates. It seems as though the Clinton campaign is a well-oiled machine, and even though he's got momentum and interest, is it just too much for Bernie Sanders? Well, that's a million-dollar question. You had, you know, an interesting moment where you had somebody who is extremely popular, futuristically, you know, this lady could end up rising even higher in the political, I think in the political stratosphere of the Democrats anyway, And so she decided she was going to dump out of the DNC, and that's Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. She resigns as vice chair, which is a big position, of the Democratic National Committee to support Bernie Sanders. She said on Meet the Press that she felt like she trusted Bernie Sanders, and she wanted her side of this was especially military action. She said we need to look at the choices of who our next commander-in-chief is going to be and recognize the necessity to have a commander-in-chief who has foresight, exercises good judgment, all that kind of stuff. So how about that? After months of discord with committee members, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chair, she's been so critical of the debate schedule, which is small, and which she says is designed to protect Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. She decided, yeah, I can't do this. You know, this is a woman on the rise in politics. She's a member of the House Armed Services Committee and a military veteran served in Iraq. She's critical of Obama's strategy for stopping the Islamic State. She thinks there needs to be a more comprehensive approach and has criticized the president for not saying the group is engaged in Islamic terrorism. So there you go. But I think it's a huge move for her, but also to show the momentum of someone sticking by what they felt was their gut, saying, I'm back in Bernie Sanders. I can't do this anymore. So I've got to jump. I got to jump out of this. And like I said, bravo. I got to jump out of this. And that's exactly what she did. All right, quickly, here's another one. This one is from Matthew, listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Kate, I'm just so tired of this long process. I think I agree with you. Cut out the primaries. Let's get to the national. I think they should rearrange the system. There's a reason why they won't rearrange the system. It's called money. And the money that gets pumped into especially New Hampshire and Iowa, there's a lot of people with vested interest in keeping that money flow going. But I can't imagine any time in the near future that we change our system and just go directly to a general election. Thanks to Patrick Eggdor for his fine work on the technicals and all of you for listening to this show. Kate Delaney saying make it count and keep listening to America Tonight.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.